Spring deals at Ross will have you saying, "It's a yes for me." Say yes to trending looks like tube tops, dad shorts, and miniskirts for less than online, or vintage tees and beach shorts for a weekend getaway. With all the styles to choose from, there's a yes around every corner. Because saving money and looking good is what you do. It's a yes for you and your bank account. Hit up Ross for your certified yes for me moment.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.
Hey, hey, welcome to another episode of She. If this is your first time tuning in, if you're new to the show, then welcome to your first episode. We talk about all the things we women need to know as we navigate modern life in the modern world. So be sure to hit that subscribe button. You're not going to want to miss a thing. And if you are not new to the show, welcome back. I would love if you can take a second as you listen today to leave a rating or review. This is encouraging to me. It helps support the show, and it honestly just means the world. All right, so here's the deal. Today, I want to talk about five things the world forgot to teach us about successful women. This is kind of the part two of a two-part series. I don't know if series is the right word because then it's only two parts. I don't know if that counts as a series, but I recently aired an episode on things that the church forgot to teach us about virtuous women. So this is kind of the inverse of that. This is the other side of that coin, things that the world forgot to teach us about successful women. So if you didn't listen to that episode, be sure to give it a listen. It pairs and complements really well with this one. And I think that's it. So without further ado, let's dive into this episode, five things the world forgot to teach us about successful women.
You're listening to She with Jordan Lee Dooley, a personal development podcast for the everyday woman. Come invited, leave ignited. Here's your host, Jordan Lee Dooley.
All right. So when I say that the world forgot to teach us these things about successful women, I'm not saying this is true for all of us. I'm not saying you may not have been taught one or a few of these things. But what I mean is that in general, like at large, when you look at like the success economy, and when I say that, I mean, when you look online or when you hear about, you know, women crushing it in the marketplace or, you know, becoming millionaires or that kind of stuff, which is amazing. I feel like there's certain things that while they may be doing these things, we don't hear about them quite so much as the big milestones they're crushing, the glass ceilings that they're breaking, all of that kind of stuff. And so similar to the last episode where, you know, the episode that I said links really well with this one about what the church forgot to teach us about virtuous women, which I use Proverbs 31 to back up and reference. I want to do the same thing. I want to use the same description, same passage for this as well, so that you can see like there are certain things that make a successful, honorable woman who is praiseworthy that we don't often hear about quite so much. So let's dig into this one. The first thing that the world, I think, sometimes forgets to mention or focus on or celebrate when it comes to successful women is that successful women have help. They ask for help. There's a verse in Proverbs 31, verse 15. It says, "She rises while it is still night. She provides food for her family and portions for her female servants." So obviously this verse talks about how she is taking care of her household, but it's interesting because it says her female servants. This means she has help. And I'm not saying that to be a successful woman, you have to have maids or servants or anything like that, but maybe having someone come and help clean once a month or asking for help in the sense that you may become part of a carpool, you know, line, or a carpool, what's that called? Oh my gosh, a carpool group. I don't know why I couldn't think of that word. Or other ways that you can say, hey, or just asking a friend, hey, can you help me with XYZ for the next couple hours? I'm just really overwhelmed. You know, I think the point of this isn't the way in which you have help or how much you spend on help or anything like that, but the fact that a successful, biblical, honorable woman has female servants. Like, what could that look like in your life? You know, another way the Bible says it is maidservants. My point is, what could that look like in your life? Even if it's not servants, even if it's not maids, what might that be? How could you ask for help? How could you get the support that you need, whether that's support you pay for or support that you just ask for from close family and friends? Maybe both. Another thing that I think the world often forgets to mention about successful, honorable women is that they are wise, not just smart. So they're smart, they're knowledgeable, they're savvy, they're strategic, but they're also wise with that. Proverbs 31:26 says, "She opens her mouth with wisdom, and upon her tongue is the law of kindness." That is so important because you can use your mind in the sense of, you know, maybe your knowledge, your education, the letters behind your name, your expertise, all of those things to advance in a career, to get ahead, to make an impact, to do these things. So your smarts and your knowledge and your experience all matter, and those are huge. But I think even what's bigger than that, what trumps that, is the wisdom and the ways in which you use wisdom and the ways in which you use those smarts wisely to guide your decisions, to decide, how am I going to use my knowledge, my experience, my expertise, my skills today? How are you using them wisely? A truly successful and honorable woman, according to Proverbs 31, is wise, not just smart, although smart is important. Another thing I think the world sometimes forgets to teach us about successful women is that they care for their home and they manage it well. In the era of girl bosses and women's empowerment and all the things, which is amazing, like that's all great, I think sometimes we don't hear a whole lot about the importance and the beauty and the honor that comes with stewarding your home well, managing it well. Proverbs 31:15, I already referenced this one, but it says, "She gets up while it is night and provides food for her family and portions for her maidservants." So that's taking care of her household well. And then verse 27, it says, "She looks well to the ways of her household. She eats not the bread of idleness," meaning she manages her home, her household well. She takes care of it. She's not sitting around idly, not just doing nothing. She takes care of her home. She cares for her home. She is present in her home. And I think that's really important. So while I am a huge advocate for, yes, go out into the marketplace, make your mark on the world, do what you can do, don't do it at the expense of stewarding your home and being a good manager of your home. Did you know that 85% of the grass-fed beef in stores is imported from overseas? I know, I was shocked when I found that out too. You would actually struggle to find American meat in the store, even if you tried. Here's why. The product of the USA tag isn't exactly what you think it is. Foreign countries can actually process their meat here and then label it like it came from the USA, when in reality, it was only processed here. Because of these labeling laws that favor foreign imported meat, over 100,000 independent American farms and ranches have closed since 2015. Good Ranchers has been turning this around for 4 years now by selling 100% American meat. When they say product of the USA, they mean it and can prove it. As I've been on my wellness journey over the last year or two, one thing that I've become really conscious about is where I'm sourcing my food. I want to know where it's coming from, the quality that it truly is. And it can be hard to find companies that do what they actually say they're doing and that are reliable and trustworthy and that provide the quality. So what I love about Good Ranchers when I discovered them recently is that not only do they support American farms and they're 100% American meat, but they also only sell steakhouse quality. Their beef is all USDA graded prime and choice, which is the highest grades beef can receive. Good Ranchers sells the best steaks, gourmet burgers, chicken, seafood, and more. And you can even get those crave-worthy bone-in cuts like T-bones, porterhouses, and ribeyes from them. Plus, their pre-marinated chicken makes meal prep so easy and tasty, which takes the stress out of dinner making. And I am all about stress-free and efficiency when it comes to meal prep and nourishment and all the things we have to do with our lives to feed ourselves and live the busy lives that we do. On top of that, Good Ranchers is also about half the price of those other online meat guys. Your dollar just goes further with them, which I love. And I just wish I would have learned about this brand so much earlier in my journey, but here we are. We know about it now. Lastly, Good Ranchers donates 10 meals to families in need for every box purchased, so you can do good and eat good at the same time. They have donated over 500,000 meals to date and since they started, which is amazing. If you want to give Good Ranchers a try, which I highly recommend doing, go to goodranchers.com/Jordan and save $20, or better yet, subscribe and save on each box of mouthwatering American meats that will show up on schedule right to your door. Again, get $20 off and free express shipping if you go to goodranchers.com/Jordan or use the code Jordan at checkout. That's $20 off and free express shipping at goodranchers.com/Jordan. Why not grocery shop from the comfort of your couch? With Thrive Market, the no junk food, healthy grocery store, you can. Make Thrive Market your go-to for your grocery and household essentials. The convenience of getting everything online then quickly shipped to your door is a huge time saver. Thrive Market carries brands with the highest quality ingredients and sourcing methods. So whether you're looking for organic kids snacks, low sugar alternatives, or gluten-free pantry essentials, they restrict hundreds of ingredients across their food and cleaning categories. Use their on-site filters to curate your own shopping experience to make simpler, healthier swaps. Save time and money as a Thrive Market member on every single grocery order. An average customer saves over 30% each time. They even have a deals page that changes daily. When you join Thrive Market, you're also helping a family in need with their one-for-one membership matching program. You join and they give. Being a new mom, it's chaos over here, and it is not always easy to get to the store or the local farm where I love to source things, but it is really important for me to be thoughtful about the ingredients and the products we use in our home, the food that we eat, all of the things that we're consuming and around every single day. And so I love that Thrive Market makes it really easy to get high quality products with really great ingredients sent right to my door. It's such a lifesaver. We love to get some organic snacks for the kids. There's a brand called Amara. They have these clean smoothie melts that the boys love. So we get that in every order. I get the Rosie dish soap and dish detergent. That's a favorite. That comes in every box of mine. And it's such a lifesaver because literally right as I'm running out, I get a box to my door and I'm like, oh good, our dish soap is here. We also love to get some beef tallow. They have a high quality beef tallow that we use to cook with, beef gelatin, a bunch of other goodies and good quality stuff. And it makes life so easy. So if you want to save time and money, shop Thrive Market today. Go to thrivemarket.com/she for 30% off your first order plus a free $60 gift. That's thrivemarket.com/she. thrivemarket.com/she.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.
That doesn't mean you have to do everything, right? She also had help with managing those affairs and doing those things, but she also didn't neglect it. She didn't look at it as less than when it came to the other things that she was doing, like buying and selling fields and turning them into vineyards and selling her goods in the marketplace and making a profit. Like, she did those things. But it wasn't like that was held superior to the ways of her household and managing her household. And I think that's important for us to hear in today's world, because I think so often we're told that being a girl boss, crushing it, breaking glass ceilings, doing all those things, it's glitzy, it's glamorous, it's more public, it's more visible, it's more, you know, it's something we maybe recognize for or applauded for. And that's all great. But I think so often, because it's the more big, cool, shiny, flashy kind of thing, we don't live in a culture that celebrates our role in the home and managing our homes and being a good steward of those things. And so I just wanted to point that out, because it doesn't make you any less successful if that's a priority of yours, and it should be a priority of ours. So that's another thing that I think the world sometimes forgets to teach us about what makes a truly successful woman. Another characteristic, I would say is probably the best word, another characteristic of a successful, honorable woman is that she honors and prioritizes her family and community. So verse 11 in Proverbs 31 says, her husband has full confidence in her and lacks nothing of value. So she honors her husband. He is confident in her. That's not old-fashioned. That's just good relationship. That's just being in a healthy relationship. And then Proverbs 31, 27 through 28 says, she looks well to the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness, which we just read. And then the next verse says, her children rise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. So she's honorable to her family. They admire, they appreciate her because she is present with them. She honors them. She prioritizes them. And that is really key. One last characteristic, I think that the world obviously doesn't tell us about successful women, but that's of utmost importance, is that a successful woman glorifies and fears the Lord. Proverbs 31:30 says, charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. So what makes a praiseworthy woman? You know, when we think of a successful woman, we think of someone I mean, you may have all these different versions of what looks like success to you, but typically it's outward adornings, right? It's things that we can see and that we might applaud or recognize or appreciate or admire about her. And what's interesting is what makes her praiseworthy, according to Proverbs 31, is how she glorifies and fears the Lord through her life. And I just think that's so important for us to keep in mind in a world that really kind of encourages us to glorify ourselves. So all of that said, truly successful women are less concerned with their status or position and more concerned with the mission driving their ambitions. I want you to hear that again. Truly successful women are less concerned with their status or position and more concerned with the mission driving their ambitions. So I want you to preach this to yourself. My success isn't defined by my paycheck, status, or recognition, but by my character and who I am as a person, regardless of status, salary, or position.
I'd love to hear from you. It makes me so happy to see you tuning into this show. So if you're on Instagram, let me know what your favorite part of the show was by taking a screenshot of the episode you've tuned into and share it on your story. Tag me at Jordan Lee Dooley and tell me what your favorite quote or takeaway from today's show was so that I can see what's helping you and even feature what you share. This keeps me inspired and encouraged to keep creating new content, and it's a great way to share something that your friends might love too. I can't wait to see you in Instagram world, my friend. Thanks for tuning in.
To learn more about the She Podcast or to get involved in Jordan's growing community, visit jordanleedooley.com. Thanks for joining in today. Until next time, remain committed to intentional choices that refine your heart, faith, health, and work, because your story is much too important to settle for anything less.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.